You are about to enjoy a production of the Ella Wellness Network. This is Wellness Fixes the Pod. I'm your host, Dr. Kelsey Vick, and I'm so happy you're here. Welcome to the Wellness Sisterhood. Hey, Wellness Big Sisters. Welcome back to the Wellness Big Sis Podcast. I'm super duper pumped for today's episode because it's all about gut health, which I feel like is such a super trendy topic. A lot of my social media feeds involve gut health tips from digestive health experts, holistic health coaches, dietitians, nutritionists, like all of these experts talking about the internal workings of our digestive systems and of our gut health. And I felt like no one was really talking about the external ways that we can help our own gut health, most of them for free, right? Every sort of application that I'll give you today is free, and we can do it very, very easily in our day-to-day lives to help work with our digestive systems and the internal workings of our digestive systems, but from an external perspective, right? So I felt like no one was talking about it. And as a physical therapist, and especially as a pelvic health physical therapist, I see a lot of people with constipation, digestive issues, bloating, and a lot of these sort of tactics and techniques help their own sort of gut health and the workings of their digestive systems to help reduce some of their symptoms. And so I figured no one's talking about it. Let's add this perspective as sort of this external awareness, this external viewpoint on gut health, rather than all of the other good like probiotics, vitamins, minerals that all of these holistic health coaches, dietitians, and nutritionists are talking about. So in no way am I saying that that is like false. This is definitely just an adjunct to it. I do probiotics, vitamins, minerals. I do so many other things to help that I've learned from these experts more on the internal workings of the digestive tract, but I also do these external things that I don't feel like a lot of people are talking about. So March, I decided to make a sort of Ella Wellness is like Gut Health Awareness Month. It's National Colon Health Month. So I figured what better time to help sort of figure out our own gut health, our own digestive systems, and then provide a unique perspective on gut health from a physical therapist perspective. So more of that external behavior change, different sort of neuromuscular, like nervous system regulatory ways that we can help our gut health in addition to some of the physical ways. So we'll go over the digestive tract because I feel like there's so many cool things that are a part of the digestive tract that help us to know truly how to help it from that external perspective, right? So we need to understand the system first in order to really understand what gut health is, because gut health itself is so vague, right? Like, what even is gut health? We know that there's like a gut-brain axis. We know that probiotics and like having a good gut microbiome is good, but what does that actually mean? And how does that system actually work from sort of a micro and then a macro level as well, right? So we'll go through all of that just to give some very sciencey and sort of just like an overview of the digestive system, in addition to some of my like hot tips and tricks to help with our own gut health from a free and just like super simple way. I use a lot of these tactics, especially when I travel, because that's when my sort of like digestive system gets a little funky, right? With the air and all the changes in pressure and traveling and moving or whatever. So a lot of these I employ during travel, but also day to day, just when I have a meal that is super heavy or just not sitting right for some reason, a lot of these external ways and physical ways to help can act as an adjunct to some of the like internal probiotic vitamins, minerals, and stuff that all of these other experts, dietitians, nutritionists are recommending. So for starters, our digestive system is this like huge long tube, right? So it actually starts in our mouth, and we all know this, right? But it's the first point of contact with food and the first point of contact for digestion. So our mouth is in charge of what we call mechanical digestion, so chewing. So the act of chewing is actually the very first start of our digestive systems, which you kind of intuitively know, but saying it out loud is kind of interesting, right? That's why a lot of the sort of behavior change ways that we used to be told to help our gut health, and that still applies, like chew your food 10 times before you swallow, right? Because we're ultimately breaking it down with our teeth before it travels throughout the rest of our digestive tract. So the mouth helps with that, and then it also releases enzymes to help initiate the chemical breakdown of food. So fats, proteins, carbohydrates, like all of those molecules have to be broken down into smaller parts to be absorbed within the body or excreted via waste if it's not a component that we need to utilize in our bodies. So the mouth is the first step. Then we have the pharynx, and then we have the esophagus. And the esophagus sort of connects that mouth pharynx to the stomach. The esophagus is made up of smooth muscle tissue, which will be super important later on. A lot of the digestive tract is made up of smooth muscle tissue. So I'll explain a little more about that later on, but it's super duper important for how we're able to help our gut health later on and from more of this like physical external perspective by knowing that our digestive tract is actually made of smooth muscle. So the esophagus, again, made of smooth muscle, it's a tube that basically connects the open component to our stomach. So the mouth and the pharynx, esophagus to our stomach. The esophagus, in order to help sort of transfer that food along, is made of smooth muscle, and that smooth muscle sort of has this, what we call peristalsis motion, so sort of a pumping motion. I like to think of it as like a tube of toothpaste, so it sort of just pumps and presses the food along the tract into the stomach. In the stomach, again, also made of smooth muscle. So that's the next part of our digestive tract, and it's in charge of sort of storing the food, and then also starts with some of that protein breakdown. So this is really where that breakdown sort of happens, and that stomach sort of churns some of the food and creates a substance called chyme that is then moved along the rest of the digestive tract. So esophagus, smooth muscle, stomach, smooth muscle. After the stomach comes the small intestine, also made up of smooth muscle. I'm cueing this in because it's super important, again, for what we'll talk about later. But the small intestine is the primary location for digestion and absorption of various nutrients. So a lot of the time when we're talking about our gut microbiome, I feel like people are primarily talking about that small intestine and increasing our ability to sort of absorb those nutrients. We have sort of these hair-like structures. If you're watching the YouTube video or the video in general, I have like my fingers going like little hair-like structures. And these hair-like structures are in the small intestine, and they help increase the surface area for absorption of those nutrients. So something just kind of cool. But again, smooth muscles in the small intestine in charge of digestion, of absorption of nutrients, digestion, and then those little hair-like projections that also help further that nutrient absorption. Then we, of course, move into the large intestine, again, made up of smooth muscle and primarily in charge of sort of absorption of water and electrolytes. So it's kind of the final part of the path before the colon and before excretion of our waste, right? So in general, that's sort of the pathway. So we've got the mouth, the pharynx, esophagus, stomach, small intestine, large intestine, and then the colon. And that sort of long tube, it makes up our digestive tract. And there's a lot of sort of hormonal influences, nervous system influences that help to control that. But in general, when we talk about gut health, our digestive tract, that is the structure and the anatomical system that we're referring to. So I said how food sort of moves along in this sort of pumping motion throughout our digestive tract that's made of smooth muscle, right? So smooth muscle is super duper important. It is very similar to skeletal muscle and cardiac muscle, right? It's contractile, it's muscle. However, unlike skeletal muscle, where if you picture our bicep or any of the muscles that you think of that we exercise, besides our heart, right, is made of skeletal muscle. So that is voluntary, meaning we can voluntarily contract our biceps. And again, it's contractile, so it's muscle tissue. Smooth muscle, in contrast to skeletal muscle, is actually involuntary. So we cannot consciously contract our stomachs, right? I can't say, hey, contract your small intestine for me, please, and you'll be able to do it, right? So it's muscle tissue in that it's contractile, but it's smooth muscle tissue, which is different, and we can't consciously contract that. So there has to be some sort of mechanism that helps us contract that tissue to move those substances along our digestive tract for eventual absorption and then excretion, right? And so that unconscious control comes down to our nervous system. So this is where it gets just super cool and super related to a lot of the hot topics that are in this health and wellness field, right? So this comes down to what we call our parasympathetic nervous system. So under this large umbrella term, we have our somatic nervous system, which is our voluntary, like We can consciously control this part of our nervous system. Then we have the autonomic nervous system, which is our subconscious control of the nervous system. And under that larger autonomic nervous system umbrella, we have the sympathetic and then we have the parasympathetic, right? So we have the sympathetic, which people say like fight or flight, like if you need to run from a bear, that's the one that activates, compared to our parasympathetic, which is more that rest, digest, recover, rebuild part of our nervous system. So that's the one that we need to target in order to help with our digestion, right? That parasympathetic nervous system, that vagus nerve helps to cue that smooth muscle contraction in our digestive systems. Isn't that like freaking cool, right? The fact that our nervous system subconsciously controls it and that we have the control to put ourselves in more of that parasympathetic state to help with our digestive system. And that is the exact mechanism that helps, right? And that, I don't know, I just think that's like super duper cool. So we have ways that we can both mechanically help the movement of food through like palpation and touch and massage, which we'll get to. But we also have subconscious ways to, or conscious ways to cue our subconscious nervous system, and primarily that parasympathetic rest, digest, recover, rebuild part of our nervous system that helps with digestion and enzyme secretion and different things that can help externally and more of an actual like behavioral way, active way that we can be involved in our own gut health and digestion. So as far as the sort of overview of the digestive system goes, I feel like the important components are the parasympathetic nervous system helps to control that smooth muscle tissue that lines the digestive tract, helps to control some of the release of those enzymes too, that helps to break down that food. So overall, a lot of the behavioral ways that we help our digestive systems is through accessing that parasympathetic nervous system. So we can do, again, all of these things that I'll say about gut health are free. Like we can do all of these things on our own, which I feel like is why it needs to be talked about, because a lot of these, like, you know, vitamins, minerals, probiotics, all of them are great. But as sort of someone who likes to try things and experiment with different things, why not also experiment with these free things before sort of saying like, oh, I have a gut health issue, or, oh, I have a sort of bloating that might be related to some sort of underlying medical condition, when in reality, it might just be that you're in a high stress environment and you might be more towards that sympathetic side of your nervous system and not as much towards that parasympathetic, which helps to reduce the ability for our digestive tracts to move that food along and to digest it better for you. So we'll start off as far as things that we can do for free. One of the very, very, very best things we can do from a sort of physical way to help with our digestion is what I call a sort of abdominal massage. So this I view it similar to chewing, like similar to the mechanical digestion. We can perform an abdominal massage to help move the food along our digestive tract. So we simply start in the upper left quadrant, like under our rib cage, right? So I have a video of this on the Sisterhood. I'll go over it sort of like verbally here, but if you need a video, feel free. Like it's on the Sisterhood. You can join the 7-day free trial and just see how it is. That way you can apply it. Or if you're part of the Sisterhood, look under the Learn tab and under like Wellness Girl Chats, and you can see it all, and it'll guide you through it too, in addition to some of the breathwork stuff. So super cool. But you'll start in the upper left quadrant, just under your rib cage in the squishy part of your abdomen. You'll circle around to the right part, go down into the right lower pelvic region, that squishy part that's right beside that bony part of the hip. Then you'll rainbow over to the left side of your pelvic region. So you'll rainbow over your belly button down into the left side of that pelvic region. And we do that a few times. We do that, again, I usually set a timer, like 3 to 5 minutes or so of just some light massage. We're not concerned about sets and reps, more of just like feeling that movement along that tract and in the right path, right? So just like chewing, and when we're breaking it down, having this sort of massage helps to externally stimulate that food breakdown a little bit, to be like, hey, it's a little stuck here. And a lot of times if I do feel bloated, or I do feel just extra like heavy, I can oftentimes see in this upper left quadrant where my stomach is sort of protruding a little bit, meaning the food is sort of blocked there and stuck there, and this external massage can help move it along a little more fluidly, right? So after this sort of 3 to 5 minutes, we always follow it up with deep breath work. So deep diaphragmatic breathing, again, helps to cue that parasympathetic nervous system, but it also helps to sort of reset everything and clear everything to start the process and like re-cue the process again, almost like using heat and ice for inflammation control to almost restart the process. A lot of time, that's what we do with those two, like heat and ice. We either want to slow down or kind of kickstart it again. We're doing a similar thing with that massage and then the breath work as well. And I'll tell people, you can repeat this for as many times as you want. You're not necessarily going to overdo it. It's really just trying to ease your body and ease some of those like just areas of heaviness and areas where food might get stuck, and then following it up with parasympathetic nervous system activation to, again, cue that rest, digest, recover, rebuild nervous system. I also always do this lying down because, again, my belly's relaxed. I can really like just let the massage sort of take over rather than fighting it. Like when I'm sitting in this chair, it's totally not the best spot at all because my abdominals are active. Like I'm not able to fully relax, but definitely do it lying down. And then oftentimes I follow it up with sort of a light walk or light movement. So breath work and light walking, light exercise are also two free ways that we can help our gut health and our digestive systems in general. With breath work and meditation and mindfulness, prayer, all of these sort of ways that we can help access that parasympathetic nervous system, that's what we're really doing, right? We're using that breath work. We're using that deep inhale and that deep exhale, that conscious sort of control of our breath rather than this sort of short, shallow breathing pattern that we oftentimes find ourselves in unconsciously. We're forcing that sort of deeper breathing pattern in order to help cue that vagus nerve and that parasympathetic nervous system for that rest, digest, recover, and therefore that smooth muscle tissue to help with our digestive system and moving that food along, right? So breath work is one of the best ways to help cue it because it's a way that we can consciously help to cue our subconscious nervous system, so that parasympathetic nervous system. And it works in a variety of different ways. So breath work in general helps to slow down our nervous system a little bit. A lot of the time, we can get in that shallow breathing pattern that's more related to that sympathetic, that fight or flight nervous system. So that slower breathing pattern helps to cue that parasympathetic nervous system. It helps to reduce our heart rate and our blood pressure, which again, in turn, helps to reinforce that parasympathetic nervous system. That parasympathetic, like nervous system, vagus nerve, that breath work, also helps to improve the contractile ability of that smooth muscle tissue. And then it also helps with that enzyme secretion, right, in along the digestive tract. So through breath work in general, we're better able to cue that vagus nerve and therefore all the things that are controlled by that vagus nerve in regards to digestion. So super duper important. Again, I have a breath work for digestion on the Sisterhood. So if you're interested, check that one out because it's awesome. And I do it all the time, especially with like traveling and after a heavy meal. The other thing that sort of the mindfulness meditation part of these sort of behaviors and actions that we can do to help our gut health is that those two strategies and prayer, like visualization, basically anything where we're trying to sort of control our mind or sort of focus on a certain thing or focus on a mantra, we're sort of improving our body's ability to switch between those two nervous systems. So we're making that autonomic nervous system more resilient between the sympathetic and the parasympathetic. A lot of the time, it's hard for us to switch between the two because we're so dominant towards one or the other sometimes. Honestly, if you're like super low stress or super low tone or anything like that, sometimes the parasympathetic is where you live, right? And you might need better access to that sympathetic nervous system. So that mindfulness, meditation, breath work, visualization, prayer work helps us to be more resilient when we're switching between the two components of our autonomic nervous system, which further helps with our gut health and our digestion, right? So breath work, mindfulness meditation, a gut health, like abdominal massage. The next one too, light movement. And I kind of mentioned this already, but I think of it more in regards to that mechanical digestion. So similar to chewing, similar to the abdominal massage, light movement helps to sort of cue and move things along the digestive tract, right? So it helps to de-stress us a little bit, especially light movement, right? But it also helps to mechanically sort of move that food along through rhythmic movement, like a light walk, right? We want to make sure it's not too intense, because if it's too intense, then we start to need that sympathetic nervous system to increase our heart rate in order to improve oxygen delivery to the muscles around us, rather than that delivery of those nutrients, of those, that oxygen and blood flow and all of that to our digestive organs, right? So we don't want to go too intense, but light walking, light movement, a nice chat after a Thanksgiving dinner with a family member. I always think of that, right? Thanksgiving meal especially, but a nice chat with a family member or friend after, while you're walking, to help sort of just rhythmically move things along too. So massage, breathwork, mindfulness, meditation, light movement, water, of course, is the next one, right? So keeping hydrated is super duper important, because a lot of our digestion needs that fluid to help sort of break things down a little bit further and dissolve things a little bit more. So if you think about it, if we have, you know, we can think about the rock example, right? If we have a lot of rocks and a little bit of water, it's going to be harder for our body to break that down, because it's harder to move those rocks around because they're so concentrated in a certain area. Whereas if we have more water, we're able to sort of move those rocks around and still keep them within that liquid in order to sort of help, again, with that chemical breakdown and that mechanical breakdown of the food within our digestive tract. So water is super duper important. Staying hydrated is super duper important in regards to our digestion and maintaining that hydration throughout the day, because our digestion doesn't just happen at one time, right? We need to consistently have that water intake to consistently allow that food breakdown throughout the day, right? Whether that's meals, snacks, whatever it is, water throughout the day significantly helps our digestion and is a super good, like, free way to make sure that we're helping our own gut health. The last two are sort of a pelvic floor PT's take on how to improve our gut health. So a lot of those other ones, like water, people knew. Light movement, a lot of people know. The gut health massage might be new, and then the reason why breath work works might be new to you too. But the next one being braless and pantsless is what I like to call it. So having, this works in both what I call the mechanical restriction ways, so chewing, massage, all of that. Like if we're restricted with our leggings in the middle of our abdominal region, we're cutting off the ability of some of those organs to sort of push things around and move things around. And we're blocking that true, like 100% ability for the food to digest. That's why when you're wearing tight jeans at Thanksgiving or sitting down, a lot of the time you can get up and you can visually see like a lower belly pooch or like an upper belly pooch, because you're cinching your waist in a way that is blocking that true sort of movement of food along the digestive tract. So there's an external component with that cinching at the waist. We can also cinch at the rib cage too, right? With our sports bras or bras in general or whatever, we can have a tightening around the rib cage, which reduces that inhalation and exhalation ability at the rib cage and at the lungs for that true breath work to cue that vagus nerve and cue that parasympathetic nervous system. So by going braless and pantsless after a meal, and again, that's a joke, but loose pants, loose, you know, strap around your chest, that can also help our gut health in an indirect way, because we're helping both the inhalation and exhalation ability and the breath work that we're able to perform at our abdominal region and our rib cage and our pelvic region. But we're also able to not cinch and not sort of mechanically tighten the area where our digestive system is sort of most active. So braless and pantsless is truly best. And then the last one that's sort of a free, and again, pelvic health PTs, like, they're totally with me on this. Like, everyone loves this thing, but it's the squatty potty. So we basically, again, we elevate, it's a position that we can put ourselves in to help our digestion, especially that end part of the digestion where that excretion occurs. So by elevating the knees a little bit higher than your pelvis, we're able to reduce compression on the very edge of that sphincter that sort of holds the waist in and fully allow a bowel movement to occur without any sort of straining or restriction. So that squatty potty or the free version is really like a tipped over trash can in your bathroom or whatever, like a tipped over trash can. Elevating those knees helps to relax that puborectalis muscle so that the waist can just move out a little more fluidly without that sort of cinching that happens at the bottom of our digestive tract. So that's sort of a pelvic health PT way to assist with gut health, but it's super duper important because if we're backed up there, it's going to back up the rest, right? It's a full tract, right? So if we're backed up in one area, it's going to subsequently sort of impair the other region. So we want to make sure it's moving fluidly throughout the whole thing. That includes the very bottom during that bowel movement and excretion and pooping part of it, right? So the squatty potty super helps. So as far as sort of the actionable steps to take away at abdominal massage, breath work, mindfulness, meditation, prayer, all of those sorts of things, light exercise and movement, water, braless and pantsless, and then the squatty potty too. So those sort of external environmental behavior change ways that we can help our gut health. And I created for the sisterhood a March gut health challenge that we did for about 14 days. So the first week was all about trying one of each of these things a day or so, just kind of trying to sprinkle them in, especially when you're feeling heavy. And then the second part of the 14 days was all about sort of trying to find the right elixir and the right cocktail to help your particular digestive system and your particular like gut health and gut microbiome, right? So you might respond more to water or the abdominal massage more than light movement or more than the breath work or whatever. It's about finding the right mix of things. That way when you're traveling and you're feeling a little extra heavy or you had a meal that just didn't sit right, like you're able to take that sort of like gut health elixir, gut health cocktail of movements that you have and of sort of actions that you can take and apply that to when you're feeling that sort of heaviness and constipation and bloating, whatever it is, right? So if you want to join in that challenge, I invite you to it's super simple. You can try it out on your own, but it basically promotes that experimentation to help figure out what is going to work best for your gut health and your gut microbiome and your digestive system in general. So I would like to end this episode thinking about those things and starting off this gut health sort of challenge, if you're going to choose to do that for yourself, with some gut health breath work, right? So the goal with the breath work is to cue that vagus nerve, cue that parasympathetic nervous system, which in turn cues that smooth muscle contraction and helps things move along more fluidly in order to have the right breath work and the right just appropriate expansion. We want unrestricted movement within our ribcage and with our abdomen, which comes down to braless and pantsless. So we'll start off. I invite you guys to close your eyes. And then inhale, picturing your ribcage expanding in 360 degrees like an umbrella, with your abdominal region following that 360 degrees all around. So it's a really big umbrella expansion. And then we'll exhale. Slow and controlled. Inhale, expand throughout that rib cage in 360 degrees. Expand through the belly. Expand through the low back and the side bodies. Exhale all the way, especially ending with that rib cage coming down on that last part of the exhalation. We'll do one more. Inhale. And exhale. All the way, let out all of that breath in the lungs. Awesome, awesome job. So again, that was super short, super quick, but just an idea for how to incorporate breath work. And again, you don't have to be lying down for that breath work. If you're driving in the car, whatever, you can do it then. Like, you don't have to be lying down for that. It's really just the abdominal massage that I recommend to be lying down. But other than that, that's as easy as it can get, right? All of these super free ways that we can help our gut health, help our gut microbiome, in addition to all of the nutritionists, dietitians, like digestive health experts, all of these other experts that are wonderful at what they do and giving us advice on how to help our own gut microbiomes from the inside. But this is a way that we can do for free that can also help externally and just, again, move things along. And these are all strategies I utilize, especially when I'm struggling with sort of bloating, constipation, just general like heaviness, right? So I hope you enjoyed this episode. Again, I hope you got a lot out of it. You learned something. Again, the digestive tract I think is super cool and we just scratched the surface. I wrote a full blog post on it on the ellawellness.com Wellness Big Sis blog if you'd like to take a look. Again, all the resources are in the Ella Wellness Sisterhood and I'll link some of them down below. But if you guys, we're going to kind of run through some of these different systems in regards to our digestive system, our lymphatic system for detox, all of these sorts of things. So if there's ever any questions, like please reach out on Instagram, TikTok, whatever, like message me in some way, because I'd love to help make these episodes that much more useful and beneficial and educational for you. That way you're learning something and then also having these actionable steps to take afterwards to help your own like health and wellness and help you on your own health and wellness journey. So that is smooth poops, going braless and gut and pantsless, and then gut health galore, all the gut health fun today on today's episode on the Wellness Big Sis Pod. So I hope you loved it, and I'll see you guys again in the studio for the next podcast.